Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey guys, we got to take a break real quick, talk about something. One time, Steve shit his pants on the way home from the Iowa Deer Classic, or a shart, if you will.
You're really bringing that up?
Yeah, as you're admitting to it?
Yeah.
Okay, we're on the same page. All I got to say is when you're on a road trip and someone's got shitty pants, check out scentcrusher.com. Get yourself the Ozone Go, and there's no regrets possible, except for bringing your shitty friend with you on that road trip. Check out scentcrusher.com.
Hey guys, this is Steve with Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. I mean, obviously, I am so giddy because I am now shooting the bow that my heroes all shoot. All my heroes are on Respect the Game television. Elite archery. Dude, you shoot the Option 6, the Ritual, the Impulse. They've all been there. So I've been buying all these elite bows because I want to be just like Clark Cummings, just like Paul Biggs. I'm almost at Larry McCoy level. Almost. Check out EliteArchery.com. Maybe one day I'll get there.
Maybe. I want to talk to you about Single Pin Nation real quick. We love our HHA sites, and the big question is, well, I don't want to go single pin. I love it. It's easier to sight in. It clears up your sight picture. You get down to the yard on everything you shoot. I love it. What do you think about it, Steve? You're over there looking dumb and stuff.
That's just how I normally look, but I may look dumb, but when I look down my peephole and I look at my sight and I see one single pin, it's not so dumb anymore. It's so crystal clear that it has really helped me put arrows into targets. Single Pin Nation, HHASports.com.
Steve, you like coffee?
Love coffee.
I like coffee too. Tank, you like coffee?
I live off of coffee.
Where are you getting your coffee at? You going to the fucking grocery store like everybody else? Wrong. Wrong.
What else are you supposed to do?
Hunter's Blend coffee, man.
Oh.
You can even use code WORKINGCLASS to get 10% off huntersblendcoffee.com. You get the blends, the tumblers, you get dark roast. Wake up, go kill a buck. Steve, you could. If you just drink some Hunter's Blend in the morning like a fucking real American, get your head out of your ass. huntersblendcoffee.com. Check them out.
I'm Chase Ralston with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody, it's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys, this is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bow Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Buckman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right, this is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
Hey, this is Jules McQueen, and you are listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
It's really, really not that good.
Working class.
Working class bow hunter.
It is time for another splendid episode of the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. We are right here at 1600 Buckslayer Place, the beautiful Buckatorium, lovely Sherrard, Illinois, episode number 255. Wowzers, I can't believe I'm saying that. My name is Steve. In the studio today is Kurt.
Hey, everyone.
Did I just slur my words? Tank?
How's it going?
Tank, I'm glad you're here today because we got to talk to you.
Oh, you do? About what?
Something that happened.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, let's move right along because I don't want to waste any time. I am really excited to talk to Tank Intern Tank.
About what?
Just something that happened. I don't know. Let me get into the vet shout-out. I want to remind everybody that if you go to workingclassbowhunter.com and you go to the link, if you have a vet or a military shout-out that you want to do, you'll be able to find it there. The military shout-out is Heroes Hunting. These guys, they're on Carbon TV as well as we are, so check out our show on Carbon TV as well. But these guys take out vets, combat vets, and take them out on hunts. Sergeant Patrick Perkins is awesome. That dude is hustling his ass off and getting back to what he loves and doing a really good thing. So check those out. Kurt also has something cool that he wants to tell you about with those guys, Heroes Hunting.
Yeah, Heroes Hunting. If you have ever seen Heroes Hunting at the Iowa Classic, the Iowa, Ohio, or Wisconsin Classic, and you know where they are normally, well, you can find us right next to them at those shows because we will have booths there at the upcoming Deer Classics there, hopefully at Deer Fest as well, but we'll also be at ATA with Rubline Marketing and Bounce Around. You might catch us at the Big Time booth at ATA show as well. So we're going to be out in a boot, if you will. So come find us. If you know where Heroes Hunting is, we'll be with the whole gang. It's going to be a riot.
There you go. And you still got time to check out the Big Time app. We are the featured, or we're the spotlight of the month for the month of November. So check that out. Download the Big Time app, available in the App Store and Google Play. If you have a Android device, I'm sorry, go to your local phone distributor and get an iPhone so you can go to the App Store and download that. But yes, check us out.
Or Carbon, if you're already listening from the Big Time app, how do you do?
Oh yeah, then pause this, go buy some gear, and then continue listening. So there you go.
Right on.
This episode, Curtis,
Yes,
me and you ain't got shit to do with this.
No, I do, actually.
Oh, you do? I ain't got nothing to do with it.
You barely have anything to do with any episodes.
That's true, too. I mean, but, like, this even less. Tank Intern Tank.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Sup, dog?
The intern.
So,
what the hell did you do?
I shot a buck, man.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Whoa, is that the first critter you shot this year?
Hold on. Let's do this. Let's do a pause and a reset. So, ready? We're going to pause and a reset here. So, Cameron, you're on vacation.
Yep.
Still sure was. In podcast land, you're not anymore, really. But at the time of the recording, right now we are on vacation.
Yeah.
In podcast land, dude, you could have a slob down right now as people are listening to this. That second deer could be the reason why people are listening to this episode.
Podcast land's a very confusing space.
It is. But as it stands right now.
Yeah. So, rutcation started, it had been Monday the 5th, November 5th.
Technically Saturday, because you're just in that mindset.
Yeah, well, true. Technically Friday at about whatever time you get off, you know, if you want to start nitpicking.
Okay, well, we'll start here Monday. And so my wind was bad for all the spots I wanted to sit at.
Well, yeah, we can start on Monday. Yeah, Monday's a good place to start. Say,
it seemed like a pretty good spot, and figured to get you into the story.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you. So,
they call me Daddy around here lately.
Is that a fact? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Daddy.
Steven?
Shut the fuck up. No. Just continue. That's a new story.
That's a new thing.
I swear to God, I will break both of your legs. So four legs will be broken, but continue.
So, Monday, my wind's garbage. That Sunday night, right before that, Curtis shot a buck.
Is that a fact, Cam?
Yeah. He shot a real decent buck.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was a damn good buck. So my wind was garbage. We went to do some daylight photos and take you to the taxidermist, do all the fun stuff after the shot.
Drink some Zimas.
All the Zimas. So I relaxed Monday, went home and got all my stuff together, and Tuesday came and went out and was going to do an all-day sit and sitting in the stand and had a little spike come through, make a scrape down in the bottom of this ravine. Nothing too crazy, nothing to get me really jacked up. So I did a hang and bang. Mm. And that afternoon, sitting up, is right on the corner of the woods where it breaks into the CRP. Well, also that day, there was reportedly, 50-mile-an-hour winds? I heard there was, 50-mile-an-hour gusts.
Yeah, on Tuesday?
Yeah.
I can confirm it was extremely windy. I don't know about 50-mile-an-hour, but I'm probably 20 miles away from where
you're
at.
Yeah, I thought Jordan said something about, on the news, they were talking about 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Shit. I mean, it was probably 35, maybe 40. That 50-mile-an-hour, you're talking big winds at that point.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Didn't have to worry about it.
I wasn't working on
either way.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Neither did Steven.
50.
He's out.
Either way, I was up in a tree just swaying back and forth.
Just a swaying.
And
Johnny
I
Anderson.
Hate hunting in the wind.
It's miserable.
I absolutely hate it, but it's the rut, and you never know what the hell can happen.
Facts.
So I'm sitting there, and as I'm actually hanging the stand, I had a doe and a little 8-point come in. That 8-point was chasing the doe, come right behind me. I just hugged the tree, just trying to make as small of a profile as I can. I'm only 2 sticks up. And
two sticks up from them, pretty much.
It was eye level. You seen that stand.
Yeah, I'm like, God, dude.
I know.
How high was that stand?
From the ground, from the base of the tree, it was 20 feet up. Probably, it probably wasn't quite 20 feet. It was probably
18, where your tree 17. Is, though. It's there's a ridge your
eye
level.
It drops straight down. And that is the only tree right there in the corner I could get a stand in. So, whatever. So, this doe.
The saddle hunting community right now is screaming.
Yeah. So
go higher, pussy.
Well, I mean, you could even in any tree, but that's not always true.
Yeah. So, that little buck comes in chasing that doe, and I'm sitting there just hugging the tree, and I'm just watching him, and that little buck started snort wheezing. I've never heard a buck snort wheeze. I cannot believe how quiet that is.
Yeah, it surprises you almost.
Yeah, it was like a whisper.
You question if you're actually hearing it.
Yeah, it just
that's why people get that's why so many people spook bucks with a snort wheeze, because they do it all loud.
Yeah.
You're well,
they're it's if you hear a voice behind you, you're get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. believe it. And then everything you read and
it's
hear.
It's a ghost buck, bro.
Yeah. Everything you read and hear, it's just dominant bucks do that. This thing was so far from being a dominant buck, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
This thing just started having thoughts about being with the doe.
It's Steve's buck hadn't even thought about being inside a pussy yet.
Yeah, I would say this deer was just confused.
That was
just
vulgar, I'm sorry.
You and that damn P word.
I don't know, I'm on a roll lately.
The double P word.
I apologize.
Apologize.
I'm out.
What are you, a Polish apologize? Apologize.
Toppling Goliath Brewing Company just really hit me in the field.
Them pseudo sues, bro.
So that happens. I finally get the stand hung. And I'm sitting there, and that happened about 2 o'clock, and it's getting to be about 5 o'clock, so right about dark.
So this is fresh off of fucking daylight savings time.
Yeah.
So it really should have been 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say this is right at dark.
Fuck
that time change. That time change throws you through a loop, because you're I got to be an hour, so I got to be. It just takes damn it. It's nice because you get home earlier, but...
Right, but at the same time, it doesn't really matter.
Throws a stick in the spokes for a minute, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm sitting in the stand, and I'm looking up the creek, and it's just a bunch of just swales in the ravine. It's super deep. And I'm looking up, and I see this giant buck, just giant frame buck, just running through, following where that doe went. And I'm like, oh, man, that's awesome. I mean, it's 20-mile-an-hour winds. I'm just swaying back and forth. I'm like, okay. I'm definitely going to come back here in the morning. So I back out. I come back in the morning, and what the hell? When's sunrise now? It's
dude, I don't even know. I'm so turned around on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's okay, so that was a Tuesday, right?
No, this would be going on be
like,
Wednesday.
Be like around 6-ish, quarter after 6.
No, it was Tuesday when it was windy shit, right?
I don't even
Tuesday
know.
Tuesday was windy shit. Yeah, Wednesday is when it first I seen that video down.
I saw it was windier than fuck, and we saw at work, we saw this buck just cruising through. It was just like, dude, it was windy as the drizzling shits, and it was like, okay, that's so I sent that to you. Okay, so yeah. So it was Tuesday, and he got down. Okay.
Yeah, so this would have been Wednesday. It would have been right at sunrise. I get out there and get up in the stand, and I'm like, oh, man, everything's looking good. And sitting there and just sitting there and sitting there, and it's not seeing shit. And finally at 9 o'clock, I'm kind of looking around, and I hear just a snap behind me, and I look back, and there's two does and a nice little buck that's with them that I wanted to shoot. And these does kind of wrapped around in a really weird way that I didn't expect. So they started getting downwind, and this buck's just following them. And they started getting spooked. They started kind of snorting and getting kind of crazy. I'm like, oh, God, great. So this buck's coming in.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and so I don't have a time to range him, and I'm like, okay. I'm like, he looks to be about 20 yards, but he's down the ridge quite a ways. I'm like, okay, so I pull back, and I put it on him, and bring letter fly right under him. I mean, it would have freaking smoked him if he decided to duck the arrow at all. But nope, he just stood there, just looking at his females, and didn't give a shit.
Oops.
Yep, and it smacks the dirt, and he just tail high, bounds off. I'm like, are you shitting me?
Yeah, I got a text message after that one. I missed. I'm like,
Yeah.
You don't say.
I know. Yeah.
It's like, nah, cool. I'm enjoying life. Fuck you.
I say, I text you. I was like, I just missed. I'm like, I can't believe this.
Kurt was retired. Like, this is a retired guy on a Monday.
Yeah.
Couldn't give a shit.
And I'm texting him. I'm like, man, I'm like, this spot is like awesome, but I'm like, the wind's about to shift and I need to switch spots. And he goes, fuck it. He was like, that's what the rut's for. He's like, you're going to, he's, yeah, just hunt it. He's like, that's why you stay out of these areas, is to pressure it now. I'm like, all right.
Good enough for me, bitch. I'm going to sit here.
Yeah. So I actually get down. I go get lunch, get my head straight, get everything straightened back out, and trying to get not all depressed.
What'd you do, lay on a fucking inversion table to get straightened back out?
Yeah, man.
What'd you do? What was your...
Secret.
No, you got to tell everybody.
Casey's Pizza, man.
Oh, no. Look at, dude, Tank looked at you like,
oh, actually, it was. It was Casey's Pizza. I thought I went to the Rocket Stop, but that was the morning before, and that's why I didn't kill
dude,
the
deer. They've got great pie there. Yeah. All right, so you missed
the Rocket Stop.
Dude, it's the shit. So you miss a good buck, and then you go back. You're going to hunt that sand, but you got Casey's Pizza. Like, that's what got you.
Yeah, yeah, so I got Casey's Pizza, right. And I'm at the truck, and I kind of just take my time, warm up, and get my head straight, and go back out, and I get out into the stand. It's about 11 and 12 o'clock. A doe comes running through, and I hear grunting. There's a little buck chasing her, and then a giant 8-point that's right behind them. I'm just running through the CRP. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, okay, this is feeling really good. So I'm sitting there.
Real
and,
nice.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, this is the spot to be. I'm like, obviously there's some sort of hot doe in the area. And I'm sitting there, and it gets to be about, like, 2:15. I'm just like, God, it just feels like something should be happening. And I look up, and I see just antlers just skirting through the shrub brush, which I showed you that spot.
Yeah. Oh, no, it looked real nice. Real nice.
Yeah. And he just was skirting through that shrub brush. I was like, oh, shit. So I pull out the grunt, just bat, and I just see the antler stop. And he just came on a beeline straight towards me. I mean, I didn't even have time to react. And he came in, just charging, freaking 10 yards, pulled back, freaking buried my pin on him, and just let him have it. I'll admit, I'm not proud of the position he was in. He was quartering two, but at 10 yards.
You drilled him, dude.
I would say at 10 yards, and I had a heavy arrow, fixed blades, I let him have it.
It wasn't quartered that hard. Your shot was really good.
Yeah.
Where'd you hit him at?
It would have been
like right where you want to hit him.
Like quartered. Yeah, fuck it then.
It was like right in front of the leg. Because it was definitely lower than the shoulder blade. Because actually where I shot him, how the hill was, he was actually like eye level. Like, really thinking about it, he should have saw me draw back and this should have never happened, but it did, whatever.
But I, like, when we found your deer, I never thought, like, oh, that shot's at, like, a sketchy angle. It didn't, like, look terrible or anything.
Yeah, I just hate, like, those quartering two shots.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it
I
just,
hear you.
It's like there's just so much margin for error.
But yeah, there is.
10 yards, I was like, no, I'm just going to – I feel confident in what's going on, and I let him have it, but it was just on the inside of the that shoulder blade, and, oh, man. Right. I watched him just sprint down towards the bottom of the ravine, and I'm watching him, and I don't even really see him stop, but I just see him, like, do, like, this backflip. I just see his head come up out of the brush and just fall.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that is definitely a good sign, because no deer moves like that.
You know, no. He's dead.
You know that meme where there's, like, it's, like, the little five-year-old dude wearing that hat, and he's, like, FaceTime just looking like, dude, I feel like that's how you looked at him, like, yeah, he's down. Just like he's wearing, like, the little hat. You know what I'm talking about?
No idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, me either, man.
I'll show you the picture.
Way over my head.
Oh, it's like this meme that, like, it circulated, but it's like, yeah, it's like that's probably how you look, like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's over.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So I shoot this deer. It runs down, and I actually watch my arrow break off, and, I mean, half the arrow still in his chest. He runs down, see him flip over, and the first thing I do is call my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, oh my God, I just shot a buck. I wish I would have done what you did and record my reaction.
Right.
Because I'm just like, oh my God. I'm like, I can't believe this just happened. It's been 8 years since I killed a buck. With a gun or a bow. 8 years.
It's a long run, man.
Dude, that's two insane. Full presidential terms.
Yeah, it's been crazy. And being on the podcast and everything and talking to all these guys that just shoot giant deer, and they're just like, man, shoot what makes you happy. It's changed.
It's right there, man.
It's changed the way I look at the season, because there's been a lot of deer that were bigger than this one that I let pass just because of inches or antlers or
outside influence.
Yeah, even if you like, don't, like, what people think, which right. is so dumb to say right now, but that's exactly why I didn't shoot those deer.
Yeah,
which I'm embarrassed to say, but whatever, it happens. And now
I hear you, man.
Now I got one down, but I'm called my wife, and I'm just going crazy. I'm shaking.
I'm just, like, shut up. I'm getting my nails done. I'll call you back,
God,
pussy.
No, God, no.
Jeez, we got to quit saying that word.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, we do.
I feel bad every time it happens.
But, yeah, I'm just like, oh, my God, all the emotions come down. Like, 8 years, it's been, oh. And so I start crying. And she's like, oh, my God, you're going to make me cry at work.
Oh.
I'm just, I'm freaking out.
That's awesome, dude.
Your wife is a sweetheart, though. Good for her. Like, she's been taking care of business. Like, you've been here a lot, and you got an awesome little boy, too. And she's been handling business and letting you go after it. So
I got a buck on his son's birthday, so
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's so, easy.
That's even... To really show how awesome she is, I got home that night after gutting him and dealing with everything. It was probably about 8 o'clock. She's in bed.
Oh, yeah, and, I like where the story's going.
No, no.
And, what's up, bro?
and I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I think I get to sleep in. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I just shot a buck, so I get to sleep in. She's like, I thought you had a doe tag in your pocket. I'm like, well, I'm like, yeah.
Listen.
I know. I'm like,
8 years.
So she's like, instantly, she's like, get back out there. So I ended
up. It's longer than we've been together.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is.
It is.
Oh.
Whoa.
Listen here.
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah. She's an incredible woman. Shout out to Nicole.
Yeah.
That's awesome. God damn, I was so
happy.
Well,
we need to go to when you called me, because this is kind of a funny
story. Yeah, I know. That's where it's going.
Yeah, because I called you and you didn't answer. Fuck face.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I called you when I killed my buck and you didn't answer at all, so.
Whatever, so it goes around. So you're pissed at me, I'm pissed at him, so it's a fucking triangle.
Hey, what's my name?
Huh?
Say it.
Hi. Yes, daddy. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Steven.
Dude, don't fucking call me Steven. Oh, God, I hate that. Only,
So I hang up for my wife, and I'm like, okay, next person to call would be Kurt. So I call Kurt, and I'm like, as straight as I could, I'm like, dude, I just missed another buck. He goes, what? I'm like, no, man, I'm shitting with you. I actually shot one. He goes, oh, okay. And then he starts whispering, and like in the back of my head, I'm like, you're bucked out. Like, why does it sound like you're in a tree stand? I'm like, what's going on? And he's just like, oh, I'm still in class. And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, okay, well, just call me back whenever you get a chance. And it was like 10 minutes later, he calls me. I'm like, hello? He was like, yeah, I'm out. He's like, I just fucking left.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I get a phone call from you. I'm sitting in class for like work, doing like class for work, if that makes
sense. So it's not important because you do your job.
Well, I'm a fucking adult. I can do whatever I want. So I see you calling. I'm like, he wouldn't be calling me right now. Like, yeah, so I'm like, hello? And everyone like looks at me. I'm like, when I looked up, I was like, Cameron shot a buck, answered. I'm like, all right. I did like one math problem, like made it look like I did a little bit of work, and I'm like, all right, I'm out this bitch. And I stood up and left. I don't even think my exact words. I'm out this. I just said it.
I'm out of this bitch. Fuck it.
Were you going to tell me I have to stay?
Yeah, no.
Fuck out my face. So I
called. What are you going to do, fight me to stay? Wouldn't that be some shit if like the fucking teacher pulled out some like fucking, what are them, nunchucks?
Oh, God.
It's like, you're not going in, like Kurt just karate chops. I'm like, I'm going to get tanks.
You're not going anywhere. Pulls out nunchucks. I'm like, all right, man, I'm taking off. And I just walk out the door.
Yeah.
This got weird.
Stop tucking your underwear into your pants, math teacher.
So, yeah, I basically went home, grabbed a few things, grabbed the camera, and headed your way.
Yeah, I would say it was the, it wasn't even an hour, maybe.
Let's talk about the
savor
of the moment deal.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. That's good. I'm talking to him on the phone, and he was like, well, I'm like, he's like, are you down? I'm like, I just got down. Like, I'm just going to try to find my arrow, because I watched half of it break off.
Right.
And he was like, oh, are you going to go up to it? I'm like, well, like, yeah, I was thinking about it. I'm like, I pretty much saw it go down. He's like, oh, well, usually when I see bucks that go down, I wait till like other people get there or wait for help or whatever. I'm like,
savor
oh,
the moment, because you know you can be like, you can celebrate.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. I was like, and then it'd be like just like a natural reaction and everything. Yeah.
Plus you'd like live in that moment for a little longer.
Yeah. And oh man, I'm so glad. Because I stick that arrow in the ground kind of where I think the blood would start, and I walk back, and the whole walk back, I mean, it's, how far do you think that was? Probably a half mile back.
Yeah, several hundred yards, probably.
Yeah, and sure. The whole way back, I'm fist pumping to myself. Just can't believe this actually happened.
What are you punching your hand? Yeah. Yeah, you're the fucking man, Tank. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's...
Yeah, actually, that's exactly what I was doing. I don't even care.
You know, dude, I wonder how that feeling is, because, like, you know, like, the stories I've told, I'm like, I've always had that doubt in my mind, but, like, you knew, so, like...
That's what I was saying, like, savor that moment if you know, because when I shot my buck... The other week, my second buck, I felt like he was going to die, but I didn't see him go down. So there's always that like uncertainty. Like, you're like, I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah, so that's got to be a really nice feeling. It's like, I know he's down. I cannot wait to get over there. It's like...
Well, shit,
like,
this is 8 years coming. I'm so glad you told me to slow down. Because I would have just ran over to him and just been like, okay.
Hey, buddy. Ooh, shaking him. He wakes up. Like, fuck him out of here.
I'm not saying you did this, but you may or may not have done like the... well, he's not as big as I thought, and then it would have downplayed the whole situation, and like it would have just sort of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I just like when I my first buck this year, when I shot him, he went down right in front of my face. So like when I hung out in the stand and called people for 20 minutes,
right?
You know, like
where you were just looking at him.
Yeah, I couldn't see his rack. I could just see like his leg where
That's gonna be a fucking goofy, like not like bad, but like a weird feeling. Like, fuck, there he is. Shit, I'm ready.
Well, like I said on the podcast, like from where I shot him to where he stood to where he crashed, was he didn't go 20 yards the entire way.
Yeah, that's nuts.
So you know what I mean? I just savor that moment. I think it's important. Sure. I think more people should do that.
Oh, for
slow
sure.
Slow down and just enjoy it. Especially my last buck was a little different because I had like the rain and all that shit, and like dark was coming hot. But you shot your buck early enough in the afternoon where you could kind of like...
This was like 2:15. Yeah. I mean, it's... People are getting lunch.
We started getting the teaser Snapchats at like 3. Shit, dude, I knew I was heading to work.
It was like, you know it was at, right at 2:30, because I sent one of my bow going, uh-oh, what happened to the arrow?
Yeah, dude, and I, because I saw Kurt go, like, Kurt sent the fucking gang Snapchat, like, going to drag a buck out, and I go, oh, Tank killed. Like, that was immediately my first thought. And then, like, the whole Snapchat group that we got, like, a plethora of people in our little Snapchat, like, TJ Unger, Brady, Allison Roucher. Yeah. And it's like, who killed? And Tank goes, somebody. I was like, dude, how can nobody else know this shit? Like,
I say, that's why I messaged, like the people that were really thinking about it. It's like, oh, obviously it's you.
Right.
Everybody's so worked up.
And, dude, I knew if I messaged you, like, you wouldn't tell me if you killed.
No.
Because when I shot that first deer,
you
it was
know what
like
Kurt said.
Huh.
He goes, make them suffer.
Yes. Yeah, I was like, first thing I did, because
I just
dude,
like, too. Yes.
When I shot the deer, I sent that bloody arrow to Kurt, and it was like, he's like, hey, do I post this in the OGs group? And I'm like, yeah, because I knew I was out of the tattoo bet. And I was like, we'll make them wait. And I intentionally made you guys wait like a little longer. Like, I was just kind of caught up in the moment. I was handling business. I forgot to get back to you guys, but like, you know, it was like, dude, I bet not only was it 8 years coming for you, but like, you knew you didn't have to get that stupid fucking tattoo.
You want to know what? It's funny because everybody's been thrown in my face and everybody's been talking. I mean, even people at work that don't even really know. Like, oh, you're going to get a tattoo? And I'm like, son of a bitch.
They all know. What the hell?
Yeah. Oh, that was like the last thing on my mind. It's funny. It? Yeah.
I need to update that photo I made with your guys' faces. I need to put like a big X over your face. I'm going to do that right now, actually.
That's a good one. But yeah, so I get off the phone with you and I'm walking back to the truck just freaking fist bumping to myself. Just fuck yeah. Like, this is amazing. Like, the way everything played out, this is just awesome. So
called
like,
your wife. She still loves you. Fuck, life is good.
So I call my dad.
How does it feel to have a woman love you, by the way?
Oh, it's amazing, man.
Cool. I lost that feeling.
God. So I call my dad, and I'm walking back to my truck, and he answers. He's like, hello? I'm like, yeah. I was like, hey, how's it going? And he's like, oh, did you kill a deer? I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, did you kill a deer? Like, how'd you know? And he goes, oh, well, you're all out of breath. It sounds like you've been running. I'm like,
way to ruin my excitement.
Hey, thanks,
I was like,
Dad.
Yeah, I killed a deer. He's like, oh, sweet, awesome. He's like, I'm going to be home in 3 hours, so bring him down to the barn. I'm like, oh, okay, sweet, awesome.
Cool, Dad. I love you, too.
Yeah. So I get down to my truck, get everything packed away, and then I go meet up with Kurt. And
here you go. I put a big X over your face.
Oh, that is...
look at that.
That is sweet relief.
Oh, shit. It's down to Eric and Jordan. Fuck. Dude, sorry. Eric has never let down.
Man, that's awesome. I've never been so happy to see a red X in my life.
Over your face.
Yeah. But,
really? That's the first time you've been excited to see a red X? You've never taken some of the tests I've taken. But go ahead. Continue.
But yeah, meet up with Kurt, and I take him out, and we're walking through, and he's walking up this one slope in the CRP. He's like, holy. He's like, man, this looks like awesome shed hunting ground. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it looks awesome. So we're walking through, and I'm telling him everything.
Because that's the point that he's at now. Like, yeah, because you're checking out. You're like, dude, fuck this.
He was like, you can find a lot of sheds. I'm just like, yeah, bro.
Dude, deer hunting is so far fucking past you already. Me and Daddy, I get shedding. He's like, dude, yeah, you can set this up for fucking October 1st next year.
That's what he was saying. He was like, hey, you should pay the farmer to keep this one corner of beans up and then set a stand up here for next year. I'm like, dude, yeah, but what about this year?
2 years in before we even got the deer. That's fucking hilarious.
Just trying to help.
Thanks, bro.
Fuck it, dude.
So we're going through everything, and we get up to him, and just, it's just
did some
amazing
video and stuff. We got a lot of that good. I'll pull that up.
So tell me about this reaction, because this has been like 8 years for you, and
it was such just an overwhelming feeling. It's just,
I was jealous as shit. I'm like, dude, Tank's got his hands on the antler, and I was just going into work.
Yeah.
Like, it fucking sucked because I was like, I'm going from first to second shift to back to first all over the weekend. I'm like, Tank's got some antler on. I'm like, I'm out like big antler. I was jealous as shit, but I was happy as fuck for you.
Oh, yeah.
I called you. You didn't answer. You prick. But
yeah, so I get my hands on him, and I'm pumped. I mean, the way he came in, I didn't even know what I shot. Everybody's asking, he's like, oh, what'd you shoot? And I'm like, actually, guys, I'm like, I couldn't even tell you if I wanted to.
That was my favorite thing. You're like, I saw he was a big body. I didn't even see his antler. And then when I saw you get the picture of him, I'm like, how the fuck did you not know? That's a big...
Yeah.
That's a deer worth shooting.
I saw that he was tall, and that was about it. And I was like, okay. I was like, this is the one. I got so jacked up, my heart was pumping.
That's what it's all about, dude.
I would say, after I shot him, all I could think about was that Clint Casper episode, where it's just like, shoot what makes you happy, and that's exactly what this was.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't have been happier. I would have shot that deer 1,000 times.
Did you shoot him a thousand times? Nope. When he went down, how many arrows did you put in him?
Just one. Only needed one.
That's the thing. That's kind of like my deer this year, man. Like the first one, he came in hot. I saw, I was like, oh, good deer. Boop, shot him. Boom. I was like, I don't know what I shot.
Yeah.
It's part of it.
It was really funny when we got up to the spot where I shot him. I was like, hey, I'm like, okay, two things. One, you're going to laugh at where I have the stand, but it works. And two, it was kind of a frontal shot, but it was like
a
10
yards. Frontal shot.
It wasn't frontal, but it was quartering two, which you don't really want.
He didn't finish the story about the hillside.
I haven't got that far yet.
Oh, okay. I'm following you now.
But I'm like, just give me a break here. So we get him. We drag him back up. Which, thanks Austin Chandler for that freaking sled. That thing is slick.
Yeah.
Was sitting out in Kurt's?
Yeah, I borrowed the sled from iBuck, and I was like, hey, I got Austin's sled. You want me to bring it? So I grabbed it and brought it with, which I got to clean that unit up and get it back to me because I don't want him to be like, hey, I need that back. I'm like, oh, Tink's got it.
Yeah, right. He's got the fucking deer. Oh, no, that thing's out of commission. The fucking...
No, it's running again.
The Carnage cart? What the fuck that thing is, dude?
Yeah, it's running again.
I hope that he needs to put that fucker in a flatbed with a bloodhound in the bag, dude. That's the ultimate deer getter.
So we get him on the sled. We drag him back up the ravine and then get him up top, and we're going to drag him all the way back to the truck. And I'm just like, this is ridiculous. Like, this is CRP. Like, I got a lifted truck. Like, we're not going to do this. So we walk back just to grab the truck. And on the way back, what does Kurt find?
A shed.
A freaking shed. He was like, dope. Oh, yeah, look, there's a shed. And I'm like, are you kidding me, man?
I called it, too, on the way up.
Yeah.
How'd that shed look? Was it not eaten at all? Or
It was eaten.
A little bit.
It was probably half eaten, but it doesn't matter. When you find a shed now, I'm...
Yeah, on the way up, I'm like, God, there's got to be sheds all over this. Boom, shed.
Dude, 2 years ago, I found I found a shed opening week.
Yeah. I found a shed on my birthday once, September 6th.
No.
Isn't that wild? Mm. How someone was just like, and I found this in the middle of the timber. Like,
I found a shed on September 6th. I found a shed this year going in to hang a stand in the summer in like July. Like, it not sun faded either. Chewed up a little bit, but not sun faded. Then I found that shed in Colorado in September. Yeah. And then I found that shed at your place the other day.
And that was the second shed I found out there. Mm-hmm. I found one back in the timber that was all sorts of chewed up.
Dude, there's going to be a lot of sheds on that CRP this year.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine why that would be a problem to look, but yeah, I'm pretty excited about
that.
How big
is that CRP, if you don't mind me asking? Big enough for sheds.
I mean...
It's tasty.
Yeah.
It's tasty CRP. Yeah.
A couple acres.
Yeah.
Like, I have CRP on my lease, but it's like, it's too good of CRP.
Yeah. This is like overgrown, like... Trash CRP.
Oh, this is trailer trash.
CRP is good CRP.
Hey, this is a trailer. This is the CRP that you find at the Mississippi Valley Fair every year. Okay.
Yeah, it's like deer CRP. Just
full of whitetail whores.
Whitetail whores. Hey, new shirt coming soon.
That's exactly what you want for your box. Yeah. Just a plethora of whores.
Whitetail. Dude, hey, you know what? Dude, we should make a shirt design with like white and some dough. Those with some like fucking cowboy boots.
Oh my
God. We're not doing that.
Booty shorts. It's the only time of year that they wear them, dude. This,
it's like the county fair for you.
It's county fair. Dude, rut is essentially the county fair of deer season, dude. It's when all the whitetail whores come out. All those trollops like come
monster
out.
Truck rallies and shit.
Oh my God.
Dude, the demolition derbies when all the bucks are fighting each other.
Where did this podcast go?
Oh, sorry. This is your fucking episode. Yeah. This type of nonsense should have happened on my episode, but that's what you get.
We weren't paying attention to year and year, so it...
I know you weren't. That's why I threw some shit out there. Now Tank's got the fucking fair rally it is.
Yeah. Which it is like that out there. When I first picked up this property, I was looking at that map. I was like, oh shit, I'll just walk through the CRP to get my stands. Hell no. That's where all the deer bed.
It just
all
smells like glitter and Tink 69.
Exactly. That's where all the hooers go.
The hooer. Dude, what is the deer mullet? What is like the rack that's like the equivalent of the mullet?
Dude, don't you have that one that the Tines
go
back.
That one right there in the studio.
Yeah, that's
he's
the
got
deer
the mullet.
Mullet.
Dude, the bigger the brow tie, the bigger the deer mullet.
That buck's just doing a nay-nay everywhere he goes.
God, that's ridiculous.
Whatever a nay-nay is.
Yeah.
It follows a whip is all I know.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But, man, I would say we drug that buck up. We got him in the truck.
I fell out of your
I was just going to say, I was like, Kurt fell out of my truck.
I don't know what happened. Lifted so high.
Crispies aren't meant to be used on plastic, apparently.
Those are your new hunting boots now, aren't they?
That's all I've worn.
Shit. At first, I thought you were just fucking around, and then like I looked back, and you're like actually like almost on the ground. I was like, "The fuck are you doing?"
I stepped over his tailgate. We just put his buck in the back of the truck. I stepped over the tailgate, and like I don't know if I had blood on the bottom of my boot or what, but I hit his like bumper. It has like this like plastic grip spot, and my boot just went zoop right off it, and I like ate shit over the tailgate.
Dude, like, you fall straight the fuck over.
I caught myself like on the tailgate.
Yeah. Oh shit, dude! You just didn't fall like hit at first like. Bonk your head on the fucking trailer hitch, dude.
I was like, damn it. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
That'd been fucking hilarious. You have a reverse, you see Kurt fall like, oh, Jesus.
We got it out, took some photos.
Yeah, some awesome photos. I really appreciate
Man,
that.
Man, he got a nice hat on when he right. Where would you get that hat, by the way?
Kurt's head.
No, shut up, stupid. Where could you buy that hat at?
Well, oh, that'd be the working class bow hunter.
Yeah, the stocking caps are on sale right now,
they're
actually.
Are they on?
Yeah, they're on sale.
They're in stock, though?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And they're on sale.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're $16.
WorkingClassBowhunter.com. Sorry, we have to fucking hijack your story. Yeah. We got to make some money, goddammit.
Selfless plug.
Yeah, they're only $16. We're not making much money on them, but they're
so
warm.
Everybody should buy them, right?
I would hope so.
I'll
we're making like
hats.
$2 a stocking cap, so buy them up. We need the support. Help some motherfuckers out over here.
Yeah, shit.
They are coming.
We need some damn beer money, dude.
That red light can barely stay on. I can't afford the bill.
We're out here drinking franzy of wine, dude. We need all the beer money we can get.
Came over here drinking Bud Light Orange. Help a brother out, man. Dude,
what do you guys think of the next to a Natty Light? Come on now. Buy some stocking caps. But anyway... Kurt almost dies on your truck on your lease property.
But he survives just so he can take some pictures of me. And then I'll say we load up. And
you clean the deer yourself.
Yeah, without Kurt.
That was nice, man. That was really nice to not have to do anything.
I know. I started dragging it out, and he was like, shit, I don't even have to do anything.
Yeah, Kurt, every deer that's been killed, dude, you've like, you know.
Get the fuck out of my way. Let me just clean this real fast. I hang out all night.
I told him, I was like, I'm going to go limp wrist so you get pissed off and just deal with it.
After 8 years, how was it just like getting back into some deer guts?
Steve cleaned. No, we're going to talk about
no,
this first.
I've killed does in between them.
Okay.
Steve cleans deer like his wrist weighs 1,000 pounds.
Kurt's true. Like, fucking use that knife the way it's supposed to, dude. I'm sitting there, I'm like elbows deep in these guts, and Kurt's like, dude, you are killing me the way you use a knife. I remember it got to a point where you were like, give me that goddamn knife, and you were like, okay, when we get done, I'm going to teach you how to use a knife. Dude, you were getting so pissed.
It blows my mind. Like, you've never spread peanut butter on fucking bread before. Like, I'm like, bro, dude, use it like you want to cut with it.
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck are you doing? Dude. It's like the apprentice.
Dude, you could have picked up a baby with nothing but knives the way you were cutting on that fucking deer. And never had nicked the skin at all.
Oh, so you're going to let me babysit eventually, you know?
Dude, you... The way you were cutting on that thing, I'm like, oh my gosh. You can be the sharpest knife on the planet, and you didn't nick anything. I'm not even a paper cut. I'm like,
reach down and cut that. I'm like,
bro, it's already dead.
You're like, stop sawing. Just like,
hair in.
Yeah. See, I don't know if you know what it's like to be like trying to not fuck anything up and just hearing. Right above you.
Just right in your ear.
Dude, I think if we ever started like a Patreon, it's just like, hey, because I know you got video of me, like, here's you, like, Steve, just cut that. Hold on. There's like the end of the fucking Snapchat video, and then there's progress. It's like, okay, we can continue now. So God, we're starting a Patreon.
You killed your buck, and I'm like, you're cleaning it. And the last time when you shot your doe, you used my knives, my truck, all my shit. So you get your buck out.
Yeah.
You went to the Walmart and bought a buck knife, but you didn't buy a...
No. I bought that knife a couple days before.
Doesn't matter. You bought a buck knife without a gut hook, which is fine, but you don't
Not
have
Not if you ask Doug, though. Doug is anti-gut hook.
Doug who?
Doug Schmidt.
Well, yeah, but apparently
Doug, that motherfucker can gut a deer in 2 minutes.
Yes, so can I. But Doug knows how to gut a deer in 2 minutes because he's gutted deer.
But he never uses a gut hook, bro. I'm trying to be like Doug.
What I'm saying is, if you don't have a gut hook, you have to know to cut up and like where to cut. Otherwise, you're going to have a hell of a time.
A gut hook makes it easy for somebody.
You know how many times I heard, look at your angle, you're in the danger zone, you're in the danger. Ooh, you got lucky.
It was a Sunday night. I had to be up at 4 a.m.
Punching the blade in. Dude,
I'm watching you clean this thing. I'm like, oh, my God, just give it here.
I got to go to sleep.
I'm like, and you were like, dude, if this wasn't Sunday night, you'd be doing this whole shit. I got to fucking go.
Dude, if it, your buck you killed October 21st, if it would have been a Saturday night, I'm like, I'm just going to sit here and drink a beer and watch you get this. We'd still be fucking out there. The half of the deer be eaten by coyotes. Just mauling around you, gutting that thing.
The coyotes would have got so comfortable with me being around.
Dude, it's so painful. Like, this dude can't cut a dead deer. He ain't going to hurt us. We're going to eat the back straps right off this motherfucker before he cleans.
They're just like waving at him like, yeah.
It was like, let the knife cut, bro.
It was so painful. It was a brand new knife, and it was like, you swear you would just like rounded it off with a flapper wheel.
Oh, my gosh.
So your experience was a little bit better cleaning the deer?
You know, it was at first, but I don't know what it was about this deer's hide, but it was tough. I had to sharpen the damn knife like twice.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was crazy. I've never had a deer like this.
What usually, we're cleaning the... So me and Kurt, you know, we took turns.
Kurt.
But it was like...
Kurt was... Who?
Daddy. Me and my father. Me and my daddy. Poppy.
Thank
big
you,
daddy. Big daddy.
Steven.
Cut that shit out. But like we're and huh? You were like, hey, the
you talked
the,
to your father like that?
I'm doing an hour now.
Huh?
Huh?
Apologize.
Sorry, daddy. Do you forgive me, daddy?
Too far, dude.
It went too far.
Don't say it twice.
Two times is where it's over.
I told you, it makes it weird.
Oh my gosh. I hope people at home are so embarrassed to listen right now that they're like, oh, like,
just turn it off.
Like, stop.
Click.
Thanks, guys, for the episode.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Thank you. Congratulations, you're a deer. But,
yeah.
But like I was saying, like, you were going in.
Who was?
You were.
Who?
Curtis.
Who?
Do you want me to do it? I'll get weird with it. So my father over here, who was born after me, weirdly enough. But, like, you were cutting here, like, dude, this, because you were saying the buck that you killed and then the doe that you killed all had thicker hides. You're like, I think it's going to be a bad winter.
It might
like,
be.
Why? And then you're like,
it's like an old wise tale. I don't know how true that is.
But then, you know.
Well, it's like squirrel nests. What if they nest up high in trees? It's going to be an easy winter.
Bees nest and all that.
Yeah, all that crap.
Which I'm curious to see if that shit's true or not.
Yeah.
There's got to be some truth behind
it. I love cleaning deer, though. Talking about that.
Yeah.
Like, my buck, I just clean him in the rain in the dark. It's all dramatic.
Just.
Yeah, for some reason, like, you just picture screaming. You just by yourself, like, just.
No.
I saw blood on your forehead getting ran down. Like, what the fuck is this dude doing?
I was in a barn. He was up on a hoist and just nice, easy drinking bush.
Did you have him
lattes.
Upside down or did you have him right side up?
Right side.
Well, is that how you pulled the guts out? Was that's interesting. How'd you do
that's
that?
That's nice. It's easy.
Gravity, is it easier? Like,
gravity helps you.
No.
So you start from the.
The way I've seen you gut deer, for you, it would be easier for you on the ground because there's kind of a technique when it's up on a hoist. Like, you got to be fast when you go through, like, the stomach lining.
Yeah.
Because otherwise everything starts spilling out, and then you're poking the gut.
Yeah, like, you got to start from the bottom up.
You can't be like Steve and limp wrist it.
Oh,
like,
that's another thing. All right, Steve,
when you're going to do
guts
it,
back
shut
in.
The fuck up, Steve. When you're going to do it, like, you got to just have at it and just have everything fall out all at once.
Where does it? So you just it all comes out through the, like, the chest and the last thing you pull out, like, because the esophagus.
Same process, just start differently.
Yeah. So I had him hoisted up by the antlers, and so like I started.
Oh, gotcha.
I started from the chest and went down, but like on the does, I'll hang him up from the rear legs, and then I'll start like from the ass going to the chest. But then you, instead of like pulling down, you just pull out and everything spills out in front of the chest. But you're also not caring about how the hide and everything looks. So
I feel like my gut method's pretty fast.
Yours is super fast. Mine's just easy, and you can sit there and drink beer and bullshit, and you don't have to worry about anything.
I had to get it out. When I go to mine, what I do is I split the sternum, like on my buck that I'm mounting. I went low, split the sternum, zip them open down to the nut area, zip around the side of that, get rid of that, cut down around the ass, blah, blah, blah. I saw the pelvic bone, push on each side of his hips, boom, split that wide open. Get everything open there, go in, cut the diaphragm on each side again, cut the esophagus, boom, rip it out, zip, lift them up, drain the blood out, drag them away from the gut pile, done. Yep.
Instead of using saws, we use like a branch shear for like the pelvic bone.
Okay.
So you just
I've seen guys use hatchets, but what I like about the hatchet, like if you don't have like hair out of the way, it buries
What do you use?
Like branch shears.
Like
pruners.
Pruners. Okay. But
How's that fucking work? Do you do that with the chest cavity too? Oh, because that's all like cartilage up there, right?
Yeah, we'll do it with the chest cavity, and then in the pelvic, I'll actually cut probably like an inch and a half out of that channel. So then when I pull the ass out, it just everything just kind of falls out.
Yeah, I like my method.
Oh yeah, yours is fast. I was saying I kind of dick around with mine. I drink beer and
I've also seen guys like I cut the ass out, like not out. It comes out with how I do it. I've seen guys cut around the ass, pull it out of the pelvic bone, and then they just pull their guts out.
Yeah. Hey, do you remember that gimmick that was the fucking butt hook?
Butt out?
Yeah. I heard the butt out is awesome.
I've not seen one of those for sale in a long time.
I've never used it. I heard it's great, though.
There was, like, the butt out one, and there was, like, an improved edition.
The butt out two, electric boogaloo. Yeah.
Even Steve can do it.
This time it's personal. Like, yeah. What the fuck?
Right. See, that's why I showed you how to do my gut method. And it's like I don't know if you.
Yeah, I was
saying. No, I picked up, like, it's one of those things that I haven't had the opportunity to do a whole lot of, but it's like, I'd be like in there and all of a sudden it's like, oh shit, yeah, I remember you gotta do that, you gotta cut this line in here, and it's like, okay, well, fuck, I forgot I gotta reach up in here. It's just, it's little shit like that.
I remember to do it, like, my buck, I just had him right there, cut the line all the way down, and then I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pull his guts out. Good.
Yeah.
I had to get my buck where I shot him, dude. There's no way I was going to get him.
I was saying most people don't have like a situation like I had where it was like, 34 degrees. There was no huge rush. We took our pictures. We kind of.
I hung my buck overnight and it was like between 40 and 45. So I'm like right at that line.
Yeah,
I hung him, had ice in him.
You know what sucks? I guess it's not really bad luck because this is the best year I've had. It's like I haven't grabbed any heart.
Dude. Jesus, you people.
I've been bad this year at that.
Haven't grabbed any heart. And I remember, like, after my buck was cleaner, you want to grab the heart? And I looked over, like,
you get back in that gut pile and you grab that heart.
I would give
up backstrap for heart.
I should have grabbed
the heart. I love heart onions.
Huge fan.
Dude,
heart.
Papa Dave makes some great heart.
I failed.
Yeah, you did three times.
Three times. I failed twice. Did you get the heart?
Yeah. Hell yeah, I did.
I think that first one you shot, though, like, didn't it barely had a heart.
Didn't even have a heart. Not really.
God.
Dude, there's videos of us, like, weighing that deer. Kurt was mad. He's like, don't be leaving this deer. Because I always hang deer up in Kurt's. Because there's a scale out in Kurt's tree. And Kurt's like, dude, get this fucker as soon as you can in the morning. I don't want my neighbors to wake up and think I shoot small deer.
Dude, my buck I shot could have had your deer inside of it.
Oh, God.
That's wild.
It's like a turducken, except just deer.
Can you imagine if...
the deer.
Can you imagine if my buck ran across your buck in the wild?
He'd have fucked him for sure.
Fucked him. Raped him.
That's super vulgar and inappropriate.
But what do you think would happen?
Your bucket would go running for the hills?
He'd be out of there. He'd have skirted. It was little. But, man, fuck.
Dude, it doesn't matter. I'm giving you shit.
That is dead, dude. He's in my freezer.
Yeah. But talking about deer hanging, I mean, with the weather, what I shot that deer would have been Wednesday at 2:30. I don't plan on touching him till Sunday. He's still just hanging.
He's fine.
The freaking weather is perfect.
What we need to do now to close this episode out, I'm sorry to cut it short.
No, man.
We've drank a lot of alcohol. And tonight in podcast land, we recorded three in a row.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's a binger.
That's called The Hustle, and it's called We're Going to Hunt Our Asses Off Over the Next Several Weeks. So in podcast land.
We?
Us two?
I'm going to do podcast work in the meantime.
Tank?
I might do some one-on-one podcasts.
One-on-one?
Yeah, with some other people. You guys
just,
be out
you
hunting.
Do one by yourself. Just talking to yourself.
Kurt's going
to
drive to Indiana go kill a monster one of these days, I bet.
I might go to Ohio and kill another one with Clint Casper. Shout out Clint Casper and his giant he just shot.
You're going to have to leave work and then go kill on Saturday and then drive home Sunday.
We can do that. All right. Tank's got a celebration whiskey in the studio.
Bird dog.
Oh, Kurt's got a... Wait, did we... Last week, did we say someone had to drink that?
Yeah, no. Tank's got to drink it for celebration.
No.
It's a celebration.
It's a celebration,
I'm not
bitches.
Drinking that thing straight.
Drink it, pussy.
No way.
All right.
I'll throw up all over these mics.
Tank, you get to close it out, man.
What is the old saying? Go shoot your bow. I think that's right, right?
That it?
I'm the intern,
I thought you were going to give us something positive. And
something
then...
positive? Shit, I just shot a buck. What more positive?
Give some positive phrase to the people.
Put in your time. That is all I got to say. Put in your time. Enjoy the hunt. Don't put a ton of pressure on yourself. Shoot the deer that makes you happy. Don't worry about score. Shoot straight. Go shoot your bow.
On Mondays, head offshore with Captain Scott Walker and Steve Roger for breathtaking deep sea adventures.
Coming to me.
He's jumping.
Oh!
Look at that belly.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Tell a few fish stories along the way.
On Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.